And welcome to the Music for Life Radio, where we educate you to purposefully self-medicate with music to build mental fitness and power your potential. I am Judith Pinkerton, a licensed music therapist and founder of Music for Life. I am delighted you have joined us as we explore together this month's national theme of freedom. In fact, this is the last Tuesday of the month that we'll be exploring freedom. During this show, we'll focus on being responsible for yourself. Under what circumstances do you exercise self-responsibility? And how does freedom play into being self-responsible? As we look at what self-responsibility means, I was noticing that author Nathaniel Brandon, who, by the way, left the planet on December 3rd last year, so less than a year ago, Dr. Brandon was no longer a part of our world at this level. And he was talking about how responsibility ties into self-esteem. And I just wanted to bring about what self-responsibility is and how it's connected to our self-esteem. He says, to achieve a healthy level of self-esteem, you must be able to accept who you are and be confident about your decisions and behavior. And that there's an important ingredient in the development of self-esteem that is often overlooked, that the ability to take responsibility for your future is to live self-responsibly. And you must be able to influence your behavior freely in three major areas. They are taking action in ways that will help you reach your goals, being accountable for your decisions, priorities, and actions, and thinking for yourself by examining and actively choosing the values that guide you rather than blindly accepting whatever you're told by family, friends, doctors, or the culture in which you live. Since being responsible for yourself requires effort, thought, and a range of difficult decisions, many people will convince themselves that it's an impossible challenge, that, you know, some may blame others for their problems, or hope that someone will come along and save them and be that knight in shining white armor to make everything all right. So we have to remember that you cannot respect or trust yourself if you continually pass on to others the burdens of your own existence. So he urges us to consider two questions: what possibilities for action exist, and what can I do? And that self-responsibility helps determine our own personal satisfaction and success in all areas of our lives. So he has a variety of things to provide for food of thought that we'll be going into a little bit. We have a special guest for our show today, and I want to welcome her as we discuss our personal actualization of being more responsible for ourselves. Victoria Goldie Amira is a wellness advocate for essential oils. She's an energy healer and life coach with a score of certifications supporting her work. And her real day job is as a registered dental hygienist. Welcome to the Music for Life show, Goldie.
Thank you so much, Judith. It's a real pleasure to be here, and it's a real pleasure to be part of your Music for Life. I really enjoy teaching at your facility, and I am just so proud of everything that you have done and contributed to our community.
Oh, well, thank you. So we've got a mutual admiration society going on here, because you, I admire, and having been in the thick of spiritual practices and teaching for decades, you are homegrown in Las Vegas, and you have a wealth of knowledge, of experience, of fellowship that is really undaunted in our community. And so I'm just really grateful that you are aligned with us over at Music for Life. You know, as we look at this whole topic of responsibility, I know that you had some real precious words from Matt Kahn that you wanted to share, that to kind of get us jump started before I kind of take us back into something else that Dr. Brandon had alluded to. So could you please share what you found that you feel is really a core of being self-responsible?
Well, thank you, Judith. Self-responsibility is, the core is actually self-love. You know, we need to get back to self-love. And, you know, we try to eat right and we try to take our little yoga classes and we walk. And the thing is, we're trying. You know, we need to actually demonstrate it. And really, I love the way Stephen Covey and Franklin Planner, when they merged years ago, they had us plan out our day for 20 minutes the day before our next day. So not to let life happen to us, but really have a plan. And then you can check off what you really accomplished. And particularly for women, because we really accomplish a lot in a day. And, of course, the men hold that wonderful space for us as well. If we find that when women kind of gather together, we can be a great network and a great support to each other. So when we say things that we catch each other saying things like, I can't because that'll stop the growth, and I won't, and that'll put blockages, we can catch each other from saying, I can, and I am, and I believe, and I can do it, and I can do anything. So when we start being a little difficult on ourselves, a little hard on ourselves, we find that we start feeling like we're just not good enough, like we didn't get this done, we didn't get that done, and then we just start to go back to what we originally found joy from, and that was eating. And then we feel bad about eating too much, and then it just begats itself. So I liked this quote from Matt Kahn, and this is what his take on it is, about feeling sad and bad about ourselves and going into an actual depression that about our lifestyle. And he says, depression is caused by overconsumption. Overconsumption is caused by obsession. Obsession is caused by fear. Fear is caused by an absence of love. An absence of love is caused by a belief in others. A belief in others is caused by a label called others. A label called others is caused by a need to organize life into some form of understanding. A need to organize life into some form of understanding is caused by an inability to trust life as it is. By loving the one who doesn't know how to trust life as it is, the need to organize life into some form of understanding dissolves. As this occurs, a belief in others can be recognized as a belief in a label called others. Beyond the play of labels, a love that knows no other emerges from within you. As love emerges, you are absolved of fear, the tendency to obsess, or the need to overconsume. At the rate in which the one who is depressed is embraced with an equal respect, support, and heart-centered attention. As depression is loved as never before, it becomes a vital stage of emptying out. As you empty out, the seed of ego dissolves to create space for the blossoming of consciousness. This allows depression to be a pivotal stage of growth and expansion instead of something to fight, ignore, or avoid.
You know, this, we're going to have to do a link to that. So I'm going to count on you sending me a link to that so that we can have it accessible by our listeners, because there are so many rich words full of content that we want to dissect word by word, you know, mm-hmm. and really consume.
And I can give you that link right now. We can put it on the site as well. It's www.truedivinenature.com. Truedivinenature.com.
And where is it on that
site? And we can print it out.
Mm-hmm. That just goes to the main website, though. That just goes to the main website, because he's got a lot of teachings and articles. So was that on, like, the, because it's not on the home page, I don't think.
Okay.
Ooh, well, maybe.
Get that information.
Let me look at that. Yeah, yeah. So I just want to make sure that we put that on the on there, because I know that the words are so powerful in unraveling. At what point do we find ourselves begetting, you know, the ultimate of not being self, not wanting to be self-responsible, you know, wanting somebody else to take care of us, wanting somebody else to tell us what to do, rather than us being empowered to make our own decisions? based upon those that we speak with and find out who's in alignment with us, that we feel comfortable in resonating and agreeing with them that maybe this is the course of action that next needs to be taken. So it all comes back to, you know, how much you believe in yourself, who you align with that you also believe has an answer for you that you're willing to accept. So I'm thinking about healthcare situations, for instance, with,
yes,
you know, physicians. You go in and, you know, if a physician tells you one thing and it's not in alignment with what you thought was going to happen, then maybe you should get a second opinion.
Right.
You know, instead of saying, oh, well, they know best.
That's right. And as a healthcare professional, it kind of puts me in a bit of a quandary because, you know, as a dental hygienist, I see things that happen and they'll show up in the mouth first. And I'll look and I'll see little moles that should be checked. And, you know, sometimes going to the dentist is the closest thing someone does have with the allopathic world of medicine. And, you know, we need to engage in getting our checkups. I think that's very, very important. You need to get the right information, and the treatment is up to you. You cannot let them frighten you into doing something radical, but you do get to get the information. Let them use the facilities that they have to make their diagnosis, but again, it's always up to you. And I think that the trend now in our country, which is very, very exciting, is that people are taking their health into their own hands. They're seeing where the system is failing them and how it's so insurance-based. And that's why it's very exciting that, you know, we've been on this path for 40 years, you know, Judith,
mm-hmm.
and we've been asking the right questions for a really long time. And we will read the studies, and then we get to try it for our own bodies and for our own families, and we know that there's always another way. So for like health, for example, you know, people are using oil for pulling. They're putting safflower oil or coconut oil, and they're just running it through their teeth for 20 minutes and then expectorating it, letting it go. And I'm noticing that my patients who are doing pulling are actually seeing a improvement in their gingival tissue and their gum tissue. So there's lots
so describe
of different
that
things. Of course, you still got a floss, though, folks. You still got a floss, okay?
Describe what that process is. Again, Goldie, that it's called pulling, and it's not that you're getting your teeth pulled out. That's not the kind of pulling we're talking about here. So describe that again for some folks that may not know what you're talking about and why they would want to consider it as something they want to do to be self-responsible.
The idea is that we want to bring down the pH level of your mouth. You want to not be on the acidic level. And, of course, as we know, you'll want to look at the kind of water you drink. You want to look at the foods that you're eating. You'll want to look at, you know, are you eating a lot of meat? Are you consuming a lot of sugar and some hidden sugars, of course, that are in food? And so our pH level of our saliva will affect your whole entire body, and the key is inflammation. So by taking, let's say, coconut oil, for example, and you put it, you know, a few tablespoons in your mouth. Different people have different amounts that they're comfortable with. And it takes a little bit of practice to do it. And it's like it's more intense than swishing, but you like pull it through your teeth. And you just swish it and keep pulling it and swishing it and keep pulling it. And a lot of people do it while they're showering. They'll just pull this oil through their teeth, and it does seem to neutralize the biofilm and the staph and streptococci that's found in the mouth. And what we've found is that when people have bleeding with their gums, that inflammation and that bacteria will travel to the valves of your heart and cause heart disease. It will travel to your pancreas and cause diabetes. And so the whole key to almost every type of disease is inflammation. So this is another way that we can take our lives into our own hands and just do that. And so dry brushing, massaging the gums and flossing and doing anything you can to keep the mouth healthy is going to keep the entire body healthy.
Well, thank you for that. And I know when we have hospital occurrences where, and I know that there's listeners out there that may be planning a surgery or planning a visit to the hospital, that we really need to go in completely prepared to take care of ourselves, because we know that hospitals are probably not going to have essential oils, probably not going to have a Reiki master healer, probably not going to have the right music playing that will support you. And so I know, for instance, when I had to go in for surgery, that I came completely armed with all of that and was so blessed with having a dear friend who was able to supply the oils, supply the Reiki, supply all of that, because I found that in between procedures and getting prepped for surgery, that it went way much longer than what was expected, and I was getting extremely uncomfortable because of procedures that had been done and just waiting for the surgery to happen. And because I had the right music, because I had oils, and because I had Reiki, I just sang through the whole thing. And I actually needed less anesthesia during surgery. The surgery was less than what was expected for time. Recovery time was less than what was expected. So I encourage us to be self-responsible. So in thinking about essential oils, I know we've got an event coming up where you're going to be talking about how to incorporate essential oils into your life where you can be self-responsible. So we have this, the Essential Life in Oils and Music, on August 18th, and there's a link on our Music for Life blog to be able to find out more about that. And encompassing all of that too, do you have any like suggestions really quick about essential oils for people to consider, you know, what maybe to use to help us feel better? Any ideas that you can share quickly before we dive into our music suggestions?
Okay. Great question. Any of your, now everybody's got a pocket full of essential oils now that 5,000 people a day are signing up for these companies, which is exciting. Any of your citrus, you'll want to diffuse, you'll want to rub them in your hands and put them on the bottoms of your feet because it'll go up your body and look for inflammation. Your citruses, your grapefruits, your lemons, any of your citrusy, your wild orange, these are mood elevators. And anytime your mood is lifted, your immune system is accelerated. You were so brilliant in your music selection when you went in, and that was a big part of why, you know, your visit was so effortless. For my own personal experience recently, of course, with my husband being in a hospital setting for 4 months, the first thing I did was get On Guard. It kills MRSA. It has been shown to kill bacteria, but there's a lot of other things, like good old oregano is a good old antifungal, an antibacterial, an antiparasitic, been known to be. Melaleuca, everybody's got a little Melaleuca in their home, and it fights bacteria and fungus and yeast infections, and we know what lemon will do. You can clean your whole house with a lemon oil. A little tiny bottle can clean your whole house, and you don't have to worry about putting things back on your counter. And then just lemongrass, just rubbing a little lemongrass will help with anti-inflammatory. And then, of course, you know, with all the medications and everything that goes on, it upsets your tummy, a little bit of peppermint. You get a little headache. You can put them on the temples, again, putting everything on the bottoms of the feet. There's like 2,000 pores at the arch of the foot. It'll go right up that body and look for whatever needs to be done. And good old thyme. Thyme is, decreases inflammation and nausea and fatigue. So, you know, come armed. If you have some loved one that's going into the hospital, by golly, pump them up first and get that music going, and it really, really will make a difference in their time of their healing and their mental state, and that's everything. It really is, because it's very traumatic to be in that kind of thing. But the key is prevention. We don't want to have to go into those hospitals. We don't want to have to be at the mercy of people who are not even washing their hands anymore. They're just just using the little hand, you know, the hand sanitizers. So bring your own On Guard, bring your own formulas. And at our meeting, we're going to show you a whole bunch of different little formulas that you can make up and take home. And they're very, very inexpensive. That's the beauty of it. So instead of spending thousands of dollars on medication, we've got some of these products right in our refrigerator. It's exciting.
Yeah. Yeah. So we encourage people, if you're in Las Vegas, to come on over to the Music for Life Center on August 18th. The information is on the musicforlifeblog.com with the link to the event information. Also, when we were looking at music to support self-responsibility, it's important, you know, you were just mentioning prevention. You know, no better place to start than with our children, and teaching them what it means to be self-responsible so that they grow up with this notion of what responsibility is. And you came up with this wonderful responsibility song for children that we have a link to it on our musicforlifeblog.com. And the lyrics are just precious, priceless. They say, I am responsible, I am reliable, I always follow through with what I say I'm going to do, I am dependable, I hold myself accountable, I take responsibility and do what needs to be done. I show self-control, use good judgment, I think about the consequences of my actions, responsibility, it is my duty, fulfilling all of my moral obligations. If I mess up, I will always fess up. I will keep my head up. I'm never going to give it up. It is my duty and responsibility to follow through. You can count on me to do what I say that I'm going to do. I never make excuses. When everything goes wrong, I take responsibility, and I don't blame anyone. I put the blame on me. Stand up and take the lead. Come on now and follow me. Let's make this a priority. Can't you imagine this song being played at an executive board meeting of adults?
Right? And I like the last one. It says, I show self-control, use good judgment.
Yeah.
I think about the consequences of my actions. Responsibility, it is my duty. Really? Really? What kind of world would we have if people really lived that? Fulfilling all of my moral obligations. It is our moral obligation as parents, and now as children. This is a children's song that you just recited. Isn't that lovely?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be something to get that? And for kids to learn to breathe, for kids to learn to go within, for kids to get it, because when they listen, they won't be the blind leading the blind and listen to the last person who talked to them and believe that to be gospel. They will connect with the truth and listen, and then have the confidence to make the right decisions.
Yeah.
And boy,
so for those of us,
when kids get that, well, people think of me as none of my business, oh my goodness. Yes, then we won't have problems with gangs and looking for validation outside of themselves. And then they're our leaders. I mean, that's why, you know, we've got an extraordinary generation coming up. I have very, very high hopes for this next generation coming up. I think that they're going to truly, truly make some huge, huge differences. And because they're being brought up in a time of the information world where you can just, it's right at their fingertips, it's going to move very quickly, and I believe in a very positive direction.
Yeah. So for adults who were not raised with this responsibility song, there's a song that we have highlighted from the movie called Frozen, to just let it go. So it's interesting to notice this piece of music that you chose of Let It Go from Disney, that it has lyrics that actually shift you from being in what they call a kingdom of isolation to, you know, being able to turn away from that and slam the door, recognizing that you just, you know, you do need to let it go, but feeling like, oh, I can't let you see me cry, you know, I can't be vulnerable. But then holding on to that, you know, I'm not going to go back to what was in the past. You know, that perfect girl is gone. The cold's never going to bother me anymore. I'm not going to stay frozen. I'm going to just let it go. Perfect song. perfect song, Goldie.
Yes.
When do you choose to push play on this?
Say, yes, in the past. A lot of people get comfort, Judith, in staying in the past. A lot of people get comfort and attention from being the victim. And we're not going to let that happen anymore. Oh, when I have people come to my classes and they start telling me, you know, telling the group, oh, my husband left me and la, 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 la. And they, oh, my goodness, when I start walking towards them, people next to them start moving away from them because they know I'm going to I'm going to make them be accountable for what they just said and not see that those three fingers are still pointing back at them, you know, in this blame game.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, you do have to let it go. We cannot ever, ever have regrets about the past. We get to learn from them. We get to see it, and we know it's what doesn't work for us. And then no fear of the future, just staying in the beauty of this joyful moment. I mean, we just had so much fun in Malibu and just staying in the moment there and being on the beautiful beach and, you know, not thinking about, oh, my gosh, I got to be here, I got to be there. You know, wherever you are is exactly where you're supposed to be, and just find, like, 10 good things about the relationship that you're in and dwell on that. But people love to, some people do really enjoy and get strength from dwelling on their sad past, and it's gone. So that's why I love that song, Let It Go. I said, every time you hear Let It Go, and at the time we were hearing it quite a bit, it was the pinnacle point of that movie, true, and I was really glad that people really got that, that it's just time to let it go, because when we hold on to things, it's going to find itself and lock itself in your liver and your circulatory system and your endocrine system. And that's where the breath work comes in, and that's where eating clean comes in, and that's where, you know, going to learn boxing or swimming or walking, whatever makes your heart sing, we have to have movement. You have to. It's critical.
Right.
So
we also have
music
medicine. Well, we also have a music medicine CD that is really great at neutralizing unsettled emotional triggers. So if you're finding that just listening to the two selections that we have for you on the musicforlifeblog.com site are not really working for you in letting go, try the Stress Break CD, because it takes you on a music medicine pill journey and will help you to release the unsettledness that might be keeping you frozen and not able to take self-responsibility for yourself like you would like to. I know, Goldie, we're coming to the end of our show. We just have a minute left here. Is there anything else you wanted to share in a short 10 seconds before I close this out here?
When you look in the mirror, I want you to see the most marvelous person ever and just give it a little fawn's look, like, you right on, and just keep telling yourself in the mirror how incredible you are, how wonderful you are, that you trust that you make the best decisions for yourself, that you're going to eat consciously and live consciously, and how much you really, really love that person that's looking back at you. And the very first time you do that, it's going to go, not. But day after day after day
keep
that you do that,
yeah.
The conscious is not going to win. That subconscious is going to go, I am. And you're going to be like a little Labrador wagging your tail going, I really am good. I really, really am a good person. And then we to retrain ourselves for love, self-love.
Yes. Thank you, Goldie, for sharing all these self-responsible choices on Music for Life Radio. Till we meet again, notice how you purposefully self-medicate with music to build mental fitness and power your potential.